What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the news, there's an interesting take coming out of Russia today regarding all this haranguing about Russian aggression, and all the posturing of NATO and the weapons and the cranking up the new Cold War. And the take is what we ought to consider is that all of this Russia bashing, fear mongering is yet another attempt to try and keep the European Union glued together. You know, as bad as the EU is, as bad as the euro is, as abusive and tyrannical as Brussels is, if you leave us, Russia will just pick you off. And it's certainly an idea that is deserving of consideration, because back during the first Cold War, that's all we ever heard. You know, if you disobey the government, if you refuse to do what we do, the commies are going to come and get you. Now, Oliver Stone has called on Donald Trump to declassify all documents on the origins of the Ukraine crisis, pointing out that because of corporate media propaganda, most Americans don't really understand exactly what happened. They're still hearing nothing but Russia stole Crimea, Russia stole Crimea, Russia stole Crimea. That's the justification to build up hostility toward Russia. And, of course, that is not what happened. Following the U.S.-backed coup d'etat in Kiev that drove the legitimately elected President Yanukovych from power and replaced him with the puppet Poroshenko, the people of Crimea decided they wanted to secede from Ukraine, which is their right under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And as a member of the United Nations, the United States is required to abide by that, and obviously they didn't. So the people of Crimea had the referendum to secede. It had better than 90% in favor. Then they had a second referendum, also 90%, requesting permission to merge with the Russian republics. Putin said yes. That's how it all came about. Now, the way the United States and the corporate media gets from that reality to saying Russia stole Crimea is through a bizarre piece of twisted logic saying we don't recognize Crimea's referendum. We don't recognize the right of the Crimean people to make these decisions about their own future. Therefore, by default, Russia has stolen Crimea. And as I mentioned yesterday, this is like a guest at a wedding deciding the bride did not have a right to marry this particular individual. Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride. That's exactly the way the logic works. And you can understand how silly it is regarding the wedding, and it is equally silly regarding this attempt to demonize Russia because the people of Crimea did not want to be ruled by a U.S. puppet ruler. Now, a leader of the Ukrainian Radical Party got his knickers in a twist because his visa to go to the United States has just been revoked. And he's out there saying that unless the United States fulfills its obligations to Ukraine under the Budapest Memorandum, Ukraine will have to restore nuclear weapons to protect itself. So now there's the threat. If you don't do what we tell you to do, we're going to get nuclear weapons. It really is getting silly out there. Now, Huffington Post, which I still look at despite the obvious liberal bias in there, has an interesting article that Donald Trump has effectively broken the ice with Chinese President Xi Jinping. In a letter that says, I'm looking forward to working with you to develop relations and resolve our conflicts without, difficulty and conflict. Looks very, very positive. And that Chinese official was very correct yesterday to say everybody who's screaming about the South China Sea needs to reread the history of World War II, because at the end of World War II, two of the treaties, the Cairo Proclamation and the Potsdam Declaration, both said Japan returns to China all territories seized by Japan. Those islands in the South China Sea, and there's a reason it's called the South China Sea, belonged to China before World War II. Japan invaded and occupied them. At the end of World War II, all the nations signed on to these treaties saying, yes, these islands go back to China. But again, these little hunks of rock are not the true agenda for trying to ramp up a war with China. The real agenda is that yuan, which is a serious, serious threat to the U.S. paper dollar and its hegemonic domination of the global economy. So is the ruble. That's really what's driving it. That's the reason our government is getting ready to send your children out to be killed and crippled in wars against Russia and China is an argument over whose brand of ink and paper gets used for global trade and banking for the next 100 years. That's it. That's it. So if you're a parent and you've got a child who's approaching military age, plunk that child down in front of you and then hold up a Federal Reserve note. And then just ask yourself, is life and limb of my child worth this piece of paper with ink on it? And I think probably the vast majority of parents are going to say, heck no. Am I going to sacrifice life and limb of my child to make already insanely wealthy bankers even richer than they already are? That's a no. Because that's what these wars are really all about. Now, Russia is now talking with Iran about a possible return to Iran's Hamadan air base. And this was a base that Russia has used intermittently before. And now Russia and Iran are negotiating Russia's permanent use of this base, which I think is sending a message to the United States war hawks to be very, very cautious about trying to go into Iran. Just because Iran refuses to have a private central bank and Iran refuses to sell their oil only for the dollar. And because Israel wants Iran smashed up. All right, we're going to do a quick shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey there, Michael. I was watching RT News yesterday, and it mentioned that Netanyahu has ramped up his effort in building in the West Bank. And I can only think the reason he's doing that right now is because Donald Trump is so busy right now, first of all, doing executive orders from Barack Obama, but he's also got these George Soros protesters making all kinds of trouble throughout the country. And so I think Netanyahu is kind of taking advantage of that whole situation, ramping it up real fast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Israel always does that. If there's something newsworthy going on in some other part of the world, Israel will use that opportunity to carry out more of their aggressions and slow motion genocide against the Palestinians. But I think the impending charges for corruption are part of Netanyahu's motive, where he's trying to get Israel into a situation of conflict with Palestine and even possibly Egypt. On the idea that the Israeli people will demand the corruption charges be dropped because only Benjamin Netanyahu can save us from the evil Palestinians and the evil Egyptians.
Well, I agree with that assessment, very much so. Hey, one last thing here. My wife came home yesterday from work and told me she heard on the news that the East Bay, and actually the South Bay, over by San Francisco, the South Bay, had a PSA on the radio saying that they expect to do another water rationing situation this spring and summer. And as we're looking outside and we're seeing all this flooding, the Russian River is going to flood again today. It's already past 32 feet, and 32 is the beginning of the flood stage. They expect it to hit 35 by tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, your little saying, look for what should be there and isn't. when you're trying to decipher the truth from a fallacy. I think you ought to print that up on a T-shirt with also with the logo from your show. That is such a great line to use. I share that with people all the time, and who are so gullible to buy anything they're told. Say to look for what should be there and isn't. That's a great line. You got to have that on a shirt.
Okay, we'll put it on a shirt, and it'll be out there. Now, in the case of California and the water, there are two things you need to look at. One is that the state government is not just looking at water for the residents of the state. They're also looking at water allocation for agricultural purposes. Obviously, California is a major agricultural center, industrial use, and so forth. Here in Hawaii, when we first moved here, all we heard was constant, you know, water shortage, put restrictors in the faucets and so forth. And what it turned out was the state of Hawaii was simply reserving the majority of the available water to our local agriculture, especially the pineapple plantations. They use a huge amount of water. Well, over the last several years, a lot of these agricultural plantations have shut down, and they've been bulldozed, and condos are going up there, most of which are still sitting empty. And all of a sudden, the water problem went away. And it's kind of hard to live with the realization that your need for water is considered a lower priority than that of a fruit. But that is the way that happens. The other factor, though, is you've got two of California's major freshwater aquifers are now contaminated with fracking fluid, and they're not really usable. They were talking about trying to use that water for irrigation for agriculture, but as it turns out, once the fracking fluid gets on the produce, there's no way to get it on off, so they had to cancel that. Another important thing, we're going to be talking about it a little bit later in the show, the Oroville Dam has suffered a collapse of portions of its spillway. And the water that is rushing on down there, which forms part of the water supply for that part of California, is now scouring out all kinds of dirt and other contaminants from the ground underneath the spillway, which is contaminating Lake Oroville itself, or the lower part, the below the dam part. And there's an everyone's doing the usual platitudes. It's not a problem. We'll get it fixed eventually. But meanwhile, that's a source of water that is no longer safe to use. They're out there saying, you know, not to worry about the dam, but how many times have we been told it's not going to be a problem, and then all of a sudden we got a major, major problem on our hands?
Let me give you one real quick scenario that happened here last year. We were on this water restriction last year, and you could water only on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, one part of town. The other part had the town had the other days. But at that same time, we were doing the water restriction. You can only water, 15 minutes on those opposite days. The city town council had voted in and allowed the purchase of a huge property here outside where I live of 89 acres to an Indian group to build a 200,000 case winery and another subdivision for that to kind of augment that. At the same time, they're telling you water shortage, restrict your water use. They allowed a 200,000 case winery to be built. Now, I have friends in the wine business. They use an awful lot of water in their wineries for either cleaning or for irrigation.
Those grapes take an awful lot of water. And the other problem that California is facing is that Nestle is still sucking fresh water out of one of the untainted aquifers for mere pennies. I don't even know if they've renewed their permit. There was a big stink that their permit had expired a few years ago, and they'll bottle it and they'll sell it back to the people of California for $1 or $2 a bottle, and it's just an absolute scam. And it's part of this mindset that human beings do not have a right to any of the things required to live. They should all be commoditized to make some corporation rich. And they've already done that to food. They're doing it to water. Somewhere down the road, they're going to can up the air and sell it to you. They're already doing that in heavily polluted places in Asia, where you can go into a little booth and plunk your money into a slot, and you will be allowed to stand there for 5 minutes breathing filtered fresh air.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, Donald Trump, as part of his desire to build a more efficient military, is responding to all the saber-rattling by Iran and North Korea. I mean, remember, both North Korea and Iran are saying, we are building defensive systems, because all we hear from the United States is invade, 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 invade. So it makes perfect sense. They're going to be building defensive systems. But Donald Trump wants to boost anti-missile research. And if this sounds suspiciously like Reagan's strategic defense initiative, it is. Being able to intercept ballistic missiles coming on in. Now, there are some problems with that. First of all, for all the money that was borrowed and spent on Reagan's Star Wars program, they didn't really come up with anything that worked very well. And if you think about the problem, it is extraordinarily difficult. It's hitting one bullet with another bullet. The shape of a MIRV is naturally radar stealthy. It's hard to get a return off of it. If you're tracking by infrared, the infrared sensors tend to go for what's called the centroid of the heat bloom, which is usually actually behind where the warhead itself is. Now, further complicating it is the latest generation of Russian and Chinese MIRVs are now maneuverable. They are not coming into their target on a predictable ballistic path. They're flipping back and forth, corkscrewing, dipsy-doodle, bouncing all over the place on their way to their target, which means you can't predict where they're going to be, you know, in time to get an interceptor in position. So what they're talking about now is zero time of flight weaponry, meaning lasers or some kind of charged particle beam. Now, laser cannons are a military reality, but only over short distances because of a problem called thermal blooming, which means when you're firing a high energy laser through the atmosphere, part of the laser's energy is absorbed by the air, water molecules, dust, dirt, the occasional bird, and converted to heat. And that heat will roil the air, and that will cause the laser beam to start diverging, making it very hard to deliver an adequate amount of energy to the intended target. Now, some people are talking about the possibility of some kind of charged particle system, but charged particles work very well in a vacuum, not so well in the air, which is a natural insulator. And you always have to deal with the fact that Earth's magnetic field is going to be pulling a charged particle beam in one direction or the other. Now, if Earth's magnetic field were perfectly uniform, you could compensate for that. But Earth's magnetic field is not uniform. There are areas where there are magnetic deflections, basically over areas with high iron ore. And so it's very, very difficult, and I suspect that we're going to see a lot of money poured into this and not get anything really usable out of it. I'm almost reminded of the movie War Games, where at the very end, the computer finally realizes the only winning move is not to play. Of course, for the 2017 remake, they're changing it to, well, let's give it a shot anyway here. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call from Bill in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
I wanted to ask you a question about your show yesterday. You were talking about some great concerns about Iran and the government of Iran pulling away from the U.S. dollar, which is, you know, like you were saying, all wars are bankers' wars.
Yes.
I had a question for you. The bill that JFK had, 11110, which mm-hmm. would eliminate the Federal Reserve and bring us to our own currency, which would pretty disrupt the private central bank. Is there any way by law that Trump could possibly resurrect that bill? And how would that affect the situation with Iran?
Okay, well, the two are two somewhat different things here. I'm going to have to put you on hold, because we got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up, and when you come on back, I will answer your questions. So we'll be back after these few words. Yeah.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Bill in Pennsylvania, and I want to clarify a little bit of history here. John F. Kennedy's executive order 11110 did not attempt to shut down the Federal Reserve. What Kennedy did was authorize, with his authority as president, the issuance of a new U.S. legal tender currency called the United States Note. And it was backed by the silver still held by the U.S. Treasury at that time. And he put about $4.5 billion into circulation, which back in the 1960s, that was a lot of money. And there was all of this currency for the country to be using that was not accruing interest to the private central bank. And it was a significant threat to the profits of the private central bank, the Federal Reserve. It was certainly a threat to their monopolistic control over the public currency. And following Kennedy's assassination, the United States notes were pulled from circulation and destroyed, except for examples held by collectors. And everybody was forced to go back to using Federal Reserve notes borrowed at interest from the privately owned Federal Reserve. And on the Warren Commission sat John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. And I don't care how good a banker he is, he was not qualified to be investigating the murder of a president So we may presume that he was there to make sure the link between the Kennedy assassination and the Federal Reserve remained hidden. Now, Donald Trump, if he's willing to risk his life, could repeat that. The president has the authority to have the Treasury issue a public currency that is operating interest-free. Again, he's risking his life by doing that. Now, as far
as... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, with regard to Iran, any country has the right to use whatever currency they want, both internally and for trade with other countries. But the United States, ever since Nixon ended gold convertibility for the Federal Reserve notes, has been coercing other countries to only use the U.S. dollar to trade their natural resources and do banking. And through this device, they make a huge amount of money in interest off of all this money that's loaned out to the rest of the world to buy and sell oil or various other natural resources. But more and more countries are moving away from that. The dollar is already in decline as the global trade and banking currency. And none of these last forever. I mean, you know, Roosevelt's deal to Winston Churchill to bring the United States into World War II was for the British pound to surrender its role as the global currency. And what really makes it kind of ironic about all of this, at the end of World War II, when most accounts were still being settled with bars of bullion or boxes of paper banknotes, it made sense to have a global currency everybody knew could be trusted. But in this day and age of instantaneous global financial transactions, there is no need for a single global currency anymore. It's an obsolete idea, but it's being propped up because right now, without that, the U.S. economy is going to crash.
Yeah, I really think that that Bill 11110 really was JFK's way of trying to release us from the financial slavery of the Rothschilds' private Federal Reserve.
No question.
And, you know, and I really, in my heart of hearts, believe that that's what we need today to bring us finally to release the chains off of us, you know, financial slavery, which I've heard you mention so many times, and I've learned a lot from listening to you also. But if he doesn't do that, the other idea that you had about eliminating the debt from the interest slavery, which I really think is, well, just from listening to you also, the other countries are just tired of it. So they're like, we're not doing this anymore. So if he's not going to do the 11110 thing and really get us away from it, is there any way, don't you think, that he could possibly do what Putin did and just police it at least to the point to where we don't have a financial collapse? Which I think
that's another possible option here. We're going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials, and I'll have a few more comments for you after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And finishing up on my conversation with our previous caller, Congress has the authority to revoke the charter of the Federal Reserve at any time. Now, the Federal Reserve was originally chartered for a limited period of time, 100 years. And then in the 1930s, Congress voted to make it open-ended. The problem is, as history has shown, any nation that tries to free itself from the slavery of the private central banks is immediately attacked by all the other nations that are still enslaved to the private central banks. And that is a problem. That was a big reason for World War II. Germany kicked out the private central bank from the Treaty of Versailles. And they started issuing a value-based currency that turned Germany's economy around. They called it the German miracle. And that was a threat to the private central bankers because all over the world people were saying, let's do what Germany's doing. It's obviously working for the people and the nation. So this upstart who thought a government should create its own money, they have to be dealt with decisively. Now, I want to make a distinction here. Private central banking is a scam. It is a device to enslave the human race to the private central bankers. It's made the owners of the private central banks, primarily the Rothschilds, so rich nobody dares mention how rich they really are. Now, this is distinct from the normal depositor bank, where you put your money in the savings account, the bank loans it out, because that is a valuable tool to organize a community's excess cash for business development and expansion. So when I'm talking about the private central banks, I'm talking only about the private central banks and not the regular traditional depositor banking institution, which is a very, very useful thing for a community to have. And there we are. Unfortunately, I think what's going to have to happen, and maybe about to happen, is we're going to have to see this globalized, interlinked network of private central banks all come crashing down at the same time. And that's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the human race to stand up and say, no more of this. We refuse to be slaves to private central bankers any longer. They're essentially legalized counterfeiting operations. They create the amount out of thin air, and they loan it out into circulation at interest. It's that old 11th marble. Okay, we are seeing on the news a headline that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will rule on Donald Trump's travel moratorium today, they say. But then they've been saying that ever since arguments were heard, you know, waiting on the appeals court. The fact that the appeals court has taken this long is signaling to me they're trying to find some way around Title VIII. Or they may be waiting to announce tonight so that we can have a weekend full of riots by the illegal immigrants and the refugees. And what a wonderful public relations nightmare that will be. Goldman Sachs is issuing a warning on the oil markets and signaling it may be indicating that we're heading into yet another recession, or let's be a little bit more accurate, a continuation of the decline in the nation's economy going back to 2008. But apparently Goldman Sachs has decided instead of trusting the official data, they're going to adjust the data with their own models and make everything look much more manageable and keep their investors happy here. Now, one of the issues that's coming on out, and this is from oilprice.com, is a concern that OPEC did have a plan to reduce output to try and increase demand and drive prices back up. But some of the OPEC nations, such as Libya and Nigeria, were given exemptions. They're allowed to pump and sell as much oil as they want because of the ongoing conflicts in those regions. And these nations may basically have undermined the plan to artificially increase demand. Now then, story out of Investment Watch blog, Recession 2017. Things are happening that usually never happen unless a new recession is beginning. And apparently, according to Gallup, U.S. economic confidence has soared to the highest level ever recorded, but the key economic indicators are absolutely flashing red that a new recession is, in fact, beginning. And it's going to be a bad one. One of the things that may be driving that is the combined student and auto loans have hit $2.5 trillion with a T dollars. And there is a big default problem with the student loans and a growing default problem with the auto loans, because a couple of years ago, they started playing with auto loans the way they played with mortgages back in 2008, the subprime, giving auto loans to people whose credit history wasn't good, whose employment history wasn't solid, and then bundling up the auto loans and selling them as investment vehicles. They're making the same mistake all over again. And why do they not learn from their mistakes? Because every time they make a mistake, the poor people are forced to pay for it. So Wall Street will put together one of these scams, They'll make a bunch of money, then the whole thing will implode, and the losses are transferred on to the American people, and that is economic fascism at work. Now, Hawaii's representative, Tulsi Gabbard, and I'm still trying to get her on the show here, is trying to bring back Glass-Steagall. We've been hearing all about Donald Trump's rescinding of Frank Dodd, or Dodd-Frank, rather, and how difficult and complex it's going to be. And yes, I agree with the idea of reduced regulation, if for no other reason than to reduce the confusion, to reduce the number of loopholes that can be exploited, and just have a very clear, simple set of rules everybody is supposed to play by. But he didn't go far enough, because he didn't go back to rescinding the bill that ended Glass-Steagall to allow Citigroup to continue in business. And it has to come on back, or we're going to see the same excesses that led to 2008 happen all over again. Now, General Motors is slashing thousands of jobs, and because of this, they have made $9.4 billion, with a B, dollars in global profits. Now, if they're letting their workers go, I'm wondering just who they expect to be buying their cars. Do you know why Henry Ford was such a great businessman? Now, if you went to school, you were probably taught Henry Ford invented the automobile. No, he didn't. The Germans did. The first self-powered automobile was invented in Germany. What Henry Ford invented was the assembly line. And Henry Ford had a dictum which is unfortunately long lost in the American business psyche. And that was, the best way to become prosperous was to make the community prosper around you. And Henry Ford made a point of paying his workers very well, because it made them better workers, and it allowed them to buy the cars they were building. And seeing workers driving around in these cars just absolutely convinced everybody this was a car ordinary working people could afford. Cars were no longer items of luxury reserved to the millionaires. We can have a car. So these workers are driving these cars all over the place, and that was what made Ford so amazingly successful and was a brilliant, brilliant idea. The best way to become prosperous is to make your community around you prosper. That's what Ford did, and it worked. Today, our entire corporate psyche is caught up in money junkie addiction. I want all the money for me. We're going to let the workers go. We're going to replace them with robots. Gee, nobody's coming into our stores to buy our products anymore. I'm about to go out of business. What happened here? Now, Whole Foods is announcing store closings. And they're talking about increased competition, which is true, and slowing sales growth. Part of the problem is that Whole Foods feels they can charge premium prices for their GMO chemical-free food. And when the economy was functioning, people who were health aware and health conscious were willing to pay that extra money to get the safe and healthy and natural organic food to eat. But as the economy tightened and food budgets tightened, people had to stop going to Whole Foods and just go back to their regular supermarket and say, I'm just going to have to take a risk that what I'm eating isn't going to, you know, cause strange things to grow out of my head. And so the business model that worked before isn't working now. Now, Twitter shares have cratered. They missed their revenue projections by a huge margin. And a big part of it, of course, is that with Twitter now jumping on to this idea of censoring people and controlling what they say and filtering for the liberal snowflakes, people aren't using Twitter anymore. They're going to the new startup companies that are promising a censorship-free social media platform. And these new platforms, Gab, Diaspora, Scene Life, BK, are starting to capture more and more of the market share. They got a long way to go to be rivals to Twitter and Facebook. but they are gaining. Now, moving on here. Apparently, Jason Chaffetz, just a few days ago, was having another congressional hearing, and apparently was rather shocked to discover that the United States Post Office is effectively bankrupt. So I think we can see an increase in stamp prices in the very, very near future. Of course, part of the problem is that most communication is now moved over to the internet, email, including advertising, which the junk mail was a big part of the post office revenue stream, to put those little cards in your mailbox saying, come on down and, you know, 2-for-1 deal at the local car wash or whatever. And we might see the United States Post Office basically focus more on parcel delivery, in which case they're going to be competing with UPS, FedEx, and these other various companies. And sorry about that. That was something I was not expecting. Gold prices are continuing to surge. For the fifth consecutive day, gold prices have traded to higher pricing. And gold has now added over $100 per ounce since trading to a low of $1,125 per ounce in December of last year. And the last time gold prices were this high was on November 11th, just following the post-election sell-off. Now, we may see the money junkies try and rig the gold prices back down again with more of these already way over-leveraged paper contracts. Because if gold, or for that matter, silver, palladium, any investment metal were to suddenly take off, you're going to see a lot of people start to close those negative interest savings accounts, start pulling out of what is already turning out to be a highly volatile stock market that is losing its Trump momentum, and getting into metals as a form of wealth preservation. And that's one of the reasons why, as they talk more and more about a cashless society, they're also talking about a metals ban. Because it isn't just cash they want to take away from you, it's any means of holding value outside the control of the banks. We're already way past the abuses of King George III and his Currency Act. Apparently, Deutsche Bank is being hit with even more fines over these questionable Russian trades, which appear to have been efforts at money laundering. And we look at the history of Deutsche Bank and wonder, how is it they're still in business? They were caught helping to rig the LIBOR rates. There's been a lot of questionable stuff out of Deutsche Bank. And it almost seems like the financial centers have reached a point where the only thing keeping them from collapse is fraud. Apparently, the New York Stock Exchange is now facing a lawsuit over the 2015 blackout. 4 hours long, was the worst in the exchange's history. And they're being sued by all those people who believe that during those 4 hours they would have made their fortune. Now, Big Dairy, as a whole, is going to pay a $52 million settlement for trying to artificially inflate milk prices. And this goes back to 2011, where the industry, where all the dairy companies said, we're going to start killing off some of our milk cows to create an artificial shortage, which will drive prices and profitability up. And as a result, now they've been sued. They lost the lawsuit. They're going to have to pay damages. The part that really bothers me is how our culture, including our political culture and our corporate culture, really has lost their moral compass. The attitude seems to be to get away with whatever you can get away with, and if you get caught, well, it's just the cost of doing business. And that's not healthy for the long term. It's not healthy for the nation. It's not healthy for our economy. And more around the world, people are starting to get very, very nervous about dealing with these large financial institutions or even American corporations in general. And I imagine it's very, very frustrating. Now, there's a big question about Donald Trump. Is he going to change his mind regarding the issue of entitlements? And according to Representative Mark Meadows, who's chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, he's basically saying Trump is prepared to start looking at reform of various entitlement programs as long as the current beneficiaries do not see any benefits cut. And I think that's probably a fair way to handle it, not harm the people who've already paid into the system and are expecting a certain return, but to start and look at ways of making it more efficient. I think one of the first things Trump has to do is end this practice of allowing the government to borrow from the Social Security Trust Fund and just spend the money as general revenues and then not pay it back, which is what happened back during the Bill Clinton administration and is the reason Social Security is in such serious trouble right now. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 515 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're hearing that Italy's banking crisis may be far worse than we thought, which shouldn't come as a surprise, because once you get past the legally mandated reporting requirements, obviously the executives at these corporations do not want the public, and certainly not the stockholders, to know how bad things really are. It's always going to be, yeah, we're fine. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. But we've been talking about Italy for a very, very long time, and they're in serious trouble. And because of economic globalism that is tying, first of all, the entire EU together through the ECB, and on a higher level, the entire Western banking system, we're out of that safe time in history where the private central bank of a country could collapse and the other countries were still in a condition to go back on in and refinance and restart it up. It's going to be very, very different. We could see all the private central banks come crashing down at the same time, and I think that's a good thing, because it would encourage nations to go back to government-issued currencies and stop looting their people to make already wealthy bankers wealthier still. Private central banking is a scam. It's a fraud. It is a hoax. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I know you was talking about Whole Foods and all. You know, I'm a guy who tries to eat as much organic as possible and, you know, healthy stuff as possible, as little as GMO as possible and all. And what I notice, at least around here, is you're getting more and more competition with Whole Foods. And that's bringing the prices down. That's a good thing, like Trader Joe's. That's they've got good wholesome food there, and
yeah, we go to down to earth. We go to down to earth out here.
Yeah, we've got an Earth Fair up here, and there's also a wholesale place like called Hopi's, which is they get stuff that like you know kombucha tea. Sometimes they'll have $5 for $5.
But there's one thing you need. There's one thing you need to be careful of. There's one. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're almost at station identification. When you go into a store that is selling organic natural foods, you need to read the labels, because the demand for organic, GMO-free, chemical-free food is exceeding the supply, and a lot of foreign suppliers of supposedly organic natural food are sort of cheating. And so, best way to eat organic is to go to your local farmer's market where they're growing the stuff right there and then. And if you're going to a Whole Foods or a Down to Earth, read the labels and make sure that whatever you're holding didn't get imported from you know, some country where they're allowed to say it's natural and organic even when it isn't.
Oh, yeah, I do read the labels. You know, I don't, you know, I don't trust these people at all. And you know, like a lot of the stuff really is they're just, you know, able to sell at a lot cheaper prices.
Okay, well, Mark, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to have to let you go. Station identification, back with hour number three after these few words.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.